AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pope Francis said to be weary after a jam-packed day in New York, but ready for the next 2 days in Philadelphia, where up to 2 million people could be at Mass with him on Sunday. Last night, there were about 18,000 people inside Madison Square Garden for Mass. His day began with an address to the UN where the pontiff denounced greed and the marginalization of the poor.
They are cast off by society,
obligados a vivir
forced to live
descarte,
of what is discarded,
y deben,
and suffer unjustly from the consequences of the abuse of the environment.
He also met with 9/11 family members at Ground Zero and school children in East Harlem. Tea Party leaders are happy with the resignation of House Speaker John Boehner. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi thinks, however, the GOP is in trouble.
That resignation of the Speaker is a stark indication of the disarray of the House Republicans.
Infighting came to a head over the threat of a partial government shutdown to eliminate funding for Planned Parenthood. President Obama, his wife Michelle, hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping and his wife, Peng Liyuan, at a White House state dinner.
The people of China and the people of the United States, may they work together like fingers on the same hand in friendship and in peace.
Earlier, Obama said the U.S. and China made significant progress on how to work together to stem cyber theft. The last so-called blood moon happened in 1982, and after this Sunday night, the next one will be in 2033. The confluence of a lunar eclipse and a supermoon prompting some doomsday talk, enough so that the Mormon Church has issued a statement cautioning members not to get caught up in the speculation. The eclipse, when the Earth goes between the moon and the sun, will start a little after 10 Eastern Time tomorrow night. This is AP Radio News. The military says farewell to General Martin Dempsey. Sagar Magani with more.
Praise from the Commander-in-Chief.
A friend to so many troops.
And General Joe Dunford, the man replacing Dempsey as the nation's top officer.
You are what winning looks like.
Dempsey's son, himself a soldier, choked up reading his father's orders.
Chief of Staff, United States Army.
The emotions took Dempsey back 41 years.
I was humbled to wear the uniform of an Army officer.
The ceremony ended like so many others in his career.
For all the comrades.
With Dempsey singing before walking away with his little grandkids. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Pete Rose has again asked his lifetime ban from baseball be lifted. The all-time Major League hits leader met this week with new commissioner Rob Manfred, who promised a decision by the end of December. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.